Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday, especially to you Missouri residents, as sports gambling is legal in Missouri. As
it's
of midnight last night, one of my buddies betting on table tennis. The itch was there. Do you have school today is what we want to know. I just saw a notification on Instagram that maybe Blue Springs School District is not open today due to the inclement weather. Just be smart out there. Just drive at a good rate. Not to get there fast, just get there.
Yeah, just get there. Exactly right. I did talk to my wife. She says not quite a mess out there right now, but you know the kiddos in Kansas are heading to school. You said in Missouri some are starting to cancel as well. So it's crazy out there, man. Just be
first
safe.
First day of December.
I mean, it's and we're
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Done.
First effing day of December. Snow. Oh, man, that's great. Somebody
see you next week.
From the 816, woke up and placed a $2 bet on a random set 2-game 9 tennis match and won. Bring on the sports.
I love it. Yeah, let us know if you've done some rando bets already this morning in the state of Missouri, what you've done, because I'm sure there are a lot of people that had their alarm set. You think Alex drove over there last night about 11:30, crossed the state line to
make sure. Oh, I guess, yeah.
To be there. To get the deposit and all.
How many fake emails are getting, you know,
well, you have
today.
To put your SSN in, don't you? I think you
right.
do, yeah.
Yep. Or your bank account or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, so it's
this
not as easy as voting for Omar.
Vote Omar.
Vote Omar and give me 300 in bonus bets now.
Yeah, somebody from the 636 says, Olathe is open. At this rate of speed, I'll be at work by fifth period.
At least you made it.
Take that, boss.
At this rate, I'll be there in the fifth period. I told you, like, you last night, you're like, oh, it's going to snow during the show. I go, yeah, 12 years ago, we had one of these, and nobody canceled school. It took 3 hours to get home. Metcalf was like you want to talk about bumper cars all over that street. I mean, It was a bleep show out there. Oh, so yeah. Hopefully it's not like that today, but needless to say, it's not dissipating anytime soon, and we're vapor at 10 o'clock today, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, as there's, you know.
The cars are moving all right out there right now. We'll see. A lot of pre-treated roads around here in Mission. Mission does a great job.
There is hope in the world. What is it they always say? Like, you can tell where the state line starts and begins because it's like Kansas. And then you're like, we got to get home in this in Missouri. Yeah. Come on. Speaking of an S show, I think the NFL this year is a little bit of that. You look at, like, the divisions, AFC, NFC, who's the best team? You know, obviously Philadelphia, they've kind of shown some flaws. They lose to the Bears. In a moment where if they would have won, they probably would have been the one seed, but the Bears are now the one seed, which is wild to think about. And then you look at the AFC, the number one seed is the 10-2 Patriots. Mm-hmm. They play tonight. They've got some injuries as well. And then you look at the Colts, who were like everybody's bell of the ball for a while, and everyone said, you know, this is a good offense. Like, give them some trust. And they play the Chiefs, and they lose. They play the Rams, and they lose. And then they play the Texans yesterday, and they lose.
And they lose. Yeah.
And we see that Daniel Jones has got that injury to his leg. We've seen, I think, in my opinion, that they have used the NOS gas too much early on Jonathan Taylor, to where it's like, hey, the position you use has to kind of be like, you know, it's going to get beat up and banged up in the backfield as a running back. And I think now the best way that you could see the Chiefs kind of sneak in is they are currently the 10th seed in the playoff seeding behind Pittsburgh, who I think that's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Houston, you have an option to get above them if you can beat them in Arrowhead on Sunday Night Football this week. So there's one little minute way to get going. And then you look at what the Indianapolis Colts could do. They're 8-4. Mac had given their schedule a little bit earlier. They play the Texans. They play the Jags twice. They play the Niners. And they have another one on their schedule, which I don't know what it is. But they have, like, the grunt of their schedule. The Chiefs still have a very tough schedule. The Chargers, the Broncos, the Texans, they're on the schedule. So are the Raiders and the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the Raiders and the Titans. Let's say those are automatic wins because that's what the Chiefs do. They beat the snot out of bad teams, right? That's a fact. You can look at the schedule on the wall. So they get those two wins. That's 8 wins on the season. Got to find 2 others, and you got to hope for a Colts collapse, which is one thing you hate to do in football, is sit back and let everybody else dictate where you go. Whereas in the past, the Chiefs have kind of dictated where they went because other teams would start to collapse in the past. And, you know, maybe the one thing you're worried about is like, might be a 2 seed, might be a 1 seed, might be a 2 seed, might be a 1 seed. Now you're kind of needing help from people around. Daniel Jones is on one leg. That defense is tired, and Jonathan Taylor's gassed. So if you want to have a way to kind of look in your crystal ball, you're kind of rooting for a Colts collapse. Because if the Colts finish 10-7, the Chiefs drop one more game and they end up being 10-7, and the tiebreaker comes between those two teams, the tiebreaker is no longer an issue with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, you do have to beat Houston.
You have to beat Houston. I know you can
technically lose another game if you want this tiebreaker scenario to work out, but Houston's got to be the game you win. You could drop the one on Christmas to Denver, and then Denver wins the division, but you beat the Chargers, you beat Houston, you tie with Indianapolis, you slide in. Because the tiebreaker doesn't work for Jacksonville anymore because they win their division. Pittsburgh falls off. You have the tiebreaker over Houston. You have now the tiebreaker over the Chargers. That, to me, is the way it goes. But again, we're looking at this going, you need this, 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 and this. What do we want to do, guys? We want to hold on for hope and hope for somebody to collapse, or just admit what it is? This is not a playoff.
Well, it's very much like we were talking about the Royals at the end of the season last year. You know, oh, they're only 2.5 games back. Yeah, but there's 8 teams that are ahead of them. And that's where it becomes, for me, it's not the amount of games, it's the amount of teams right now and the teams that you have to overcome. Yeah, I think Pittsburgh is done. Aaron Rodgers yelling at people yesterday, and, you know, like, his nose was bleeding. It's a mess out there.
He did have a good post-game press conference, though.
Well, he did, because they wanted him to rip Mike Tomlin. He's like, I came here to play for Mike. I'm not ripping Mike Tomlin.
I'm taking full accountability.
Yeah, which I thought was really good.
I had to do the, like, 10:15 p.m. Like, did he? That's Rodgers.
Right, that's Aaron's that said that? Yeah.
It looked like he got beat up in a fight.
It did. I mean, it looked awful.
Poor guy.
But whatever. But so they're going to collapse. It's the Houston one that we have to worry about. That's why this game becomes so meaningful, obviously, on Sunday night. If you're going to make it into the playoffs, you've got to beat those Houston Texans. And if you don't beat the Houston Texans, well, then the season is 100% over at that point in time. I'm different than Dusty. I don't think there is a loss to be had anymore on this schedule. I don't think they can put themselves in that position, because then you're asking for so much hope and all this other stuff to happen. And it's going to be like 2006 all over again. We're on the last day of the season and everybody lost and you backdoored in.
Oh, I don't think they can lose. I'm just saying there is a way in.
Yeah, there, but it's a very, very small way in. So they've got to take care of business. But I mean, I just don't know that I can sit here and this coming from me should send shockwaves. I don't know that I can sit here and say they're going to run the table because I just don't know that they're a good enough football team from a doing the right things, doing the little things, all of those stuff, the behind the scenes. I don't think they're good enough at that stuff. And that's not committing penalties, not committing turnovers, not making a bad play when you need a good play to come at the best point in time, when you need your defensive coordinator not to be predictable in a third and long type of situation. Like, I don't know. I don't have the faith that they're going to be able to turn those things around because those are the things that have been bothering them all season. If they haven't figured it out by December, why all of a sudden are they going to wake up today and figure it out? You know?
I agree.
Yeah, the Chiefs did the same thing that I did when talking about the Chiefs all year, which is rely on past precedent, which is think you're just going to be who you were.
Yeah.
That's what the Chiefs did.
Yep.
They came into the season, well, we'll turn it on. Oh, we've got it.
Right.
Oh, Rice will be back. Oh, the offensive line will be healthy that we've never actually seen altogether and still have barely seen and we're still kind of have question marks with. Oh, we'll be fine. We'll win. Spagnuolo, he's the best. He's done it before. Man, time's up, dude. You've got to change. You've got to listen. We need some new faces in here quick.
Yeah, and see, the other thing that I realized in that Dallas game, this team got old, man, and nobody realized. They're a step slow.
For sure.
I mean, like, any time that they were trying to get to the quarterback, every single time they were a step slow and a dollar late. Like, did you guys feel that, too? Thursday was the first time I realized these cats are old and slow. This defense is old and slow. They are getting beat every single step of the way, and it just looked bad.
Couldn't recover a fumble. That was right there.
That was right there.
And then Turpin, out of nowhere, able to recover it. You're like, that's the game. Like, and before that play was interception. And prior into the game, Nick Bolton had another chance for a pick.
Yep.
I mean, you had opportunities, but again, like my dad was saying, almost.
Almost, yeah.
And that's the narrative of the
season.
I mean,
it goes back to that Jacksonville interception, too, that you talked a lot about, and I kept kind of thinking about that. You know, like, they're this close. Yep. And the reason they're this close is because they're not that good right now. I mean, that's the dirty little secret.
They've been caught up to.
Yes, they have. Good teams close that gap. Ooh. Teams that are this far away are missing a step, are missing something. And I think they did. I think they got old, and I think Dallas made them look really slow the other night.
And I guess the positive from that is, I agree with you, they did. That is the best offense they'll play for the rest of the year. For sure. Like, no question. That is the best, most athletic offense they'll
probably
play for the rest of the season.
Yeah, but so, even still.
But still,
I mean,
no, I'm with you.
And
it
not only
bad.
That, if you still want hope that this team, because I've told you for 3 weeks this team isn't a playoff team. I said that. I'm just telling you what the statistics will give you, because you're going to have some trouble against a defensive line against Houston. That's tough. Especially with your offensive line.
Backup
no Josh
tackle.
Simmons. I mean, good luck. And then not only that, but at least you have 10 days to prepare for that. So you would hope that if you are going to go on past present, you would think, right? But Andy Reid didn't win after the bye this week.
No, he did
or this
not.
Year. That's everyone said 22-4.
Exactly.
Didn't win after the bye. But not only that, but Justin Herbert, broken hand on the left hand, fractured his hand. So that's an issue with the Chargers, but they still did their job yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll figure out what the Chiefs look like moving forward. We'll get to Derek Johnson on the other side, but first, Monday's football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they're focused on your success. At Busey Bank, they've been building businesses and growing wealth since 1868. Learn more at buseybank.com. Derek Johnson. We talked to him and asked him the question, is this team a playoff team, yes or no? Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Mondays, same time every week, Derek Johnson joins us. It's brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, Community America Credit Union, invested in you. DJ, let's start off hot. Your promotion there that starts, I want to be battle tested. I want to face adversity. I ask you right out of the chute, is this Kansas City Chiefs football team a playoff team, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, we are a playoff team. This is a little bit different from situations of the past. We haven't really quite been in this type of situation, kind of trying to fight our way in the hunt. I saw that the playoff picture, and we got the Chiefs all the way at the bottom, and it's like, man, this is a little different. But things can change quickly, but we got to win out. Backs against the wall. Thought we had one on Thanksgiving and let it go. We got to play it just a little bit better. Honestly, believe it or not, we're not far off. We just gotta play a little bit better. Maybe even on defense, I will put a little bit more pressure on the defense. Honestly,
yeah, and we've said that all season long. I feel like, DJ, we're not that far off. We're not that far off. Maybe it's just one of those seasons where not being that far off is far off enough to not get into the postseason and not do what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a lot of parity in the National Football League, especially now. It's not the days of, you know, 3 or 4 years ago where you say, man, there's a couple teams that are better than everybody else. It's not like that anymore. There's a lot of great competition going on, but man, we just dropped, you know how you drop a couple games early and you're like, man, this is going to hurt us later on. And we need those games. But again, control what you can control. We have to win out. If anybody can do it, if anybody can handle that pressure, it would definitely be Andy Reid and the Chiefs.
DJ, one thing we brought up was that maybe the Chiefs have been caught up to, and I mean that from like a defensive side, because Dak at one point in the first half was 5 for 5, 97 yards and a touchdown on 3rd and long. That's normally where you see Spags pin the ears back, kind of get disguising and maybe make things up. We hear Bo Nix talk about it as well. Have the Chiefs been caught up to by the rest of the league?
Yeah, you could say that. Is that a damper on the Chiefs, or the Chiefs are doing something wrong? No. But we've been the poster child. We've been the standard for the last 5 or 6 years or whatnot. Even more, honestly. I like to see it. But I don't like to see us losing like we are, being 500. During this part of the season, going about to start in warmer week, about to start the fourth quarter of the season. It's a little different. It's a little different. But if you look at the schedule, it fares well for us, especially with the hard games being at Arrowhead.
I think for me, though, DJ, I can look at all of that, but I just keep coming back to this team and what they don't do correctly. And they penalties, turnovers, you know, bad plays at inopportune times. To me, it's not so much about the other teams. It's more about this football team and being so overly penalized this year. And I think that goes back to coaching, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of everything. Coaching does help. Coaching does help, and you got to be on the same page. A lot of things have to go right for the Chiefs to get a win, or any NFL team to get a win. And we've been off in certain categories. If it's, you know, not playing complimentary ball, having too much penalties, that's usually not the Chiefs, and we've been hit with a lot of penalties and whatnot. Getting ourselves in 3rd and long, being able to not stay ahead of the chains, especially this past week. But just defensively, man, we have to figure out a way to affect the quarterback and get some more pressure on the quarterback and get him on the ground, because right now they score 31 points. I mean, if you score 31 points against the Chiefs, that's for any team, you're probably going to win.
No doubt. DJ, you played on some teams that's really aggressive and really good defensive lines in Houston, Ali, yourself as well, all those guys. And when you play teams that had a beat-up offensive line, what was the strategy against that? And the reason I ask is because I see that ferocious front four for the Texans coming into Kansas City playing up against a beat-up offensive line for the Chiefs.
Yeah, they want to rush four. You know, you don't want to blitz. or all out blitz or zero blitz Pat Mahomes. You make it easier for him. You want him to try to hold the ball, so you have to put more people in coverage, seven or even eight people in coverage at times. But I mean, they got Will Anderson and these guys that are that are rushing the passer really, really well. These are young dogs, lions that are hungry, and even though their season is up and down, they got to come to Arrowhead, which is a tough task. And try to apply some a lot of pressure on Pat, but Pat plays well at home. He plays really well at home, but yeah, they're definitely going to not crazy blitz him because they have really good rushers. So they'll rush four at a time and try to get Pat to hold the ball just a little bit longer, so their rushers can affect him.
Isn't that a case then? Run the football, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to. You got to. Now, traditionally, we don't stay with the run, and that works for us, believe it or not. Most people say, hey, you got to stay with the run to set up the pass. But Andy traditionally is just he's not going to stay with it. They may have a game or so where he, you know, really pounds the ball. But the best thing is just efficient running, right? Being able to make first down, being able to stay ahead of the chains. You know, you don't have to hand the ball off 30 times for us to win. I guess Andy's way. But do we have to run the ball more? That yeah, especially now that our line is beat up and people are kind of licking their chops trying to get at Pat.
DJ, crystal ball, let's say it doesn't go to the playoffs this year for the guys in Kansas City. Do you bring in new faces, new voices? I talk about coordinators. I talk about maybe a special teams coordinator. Maybe it's, you know, Spags had his fun. Maybe you got to get something new, different in there. Like, what would you see this team doing maybe if it does fall short of playoff football?
I wouldn't change much just because it'd be the first year.
Sure.
So I mean I still believe in Spags. There's a lot of football left, but as you're saying, things do change every year. So if that were to happen, you may see a couple faces, but I wouldn't see a lot of changes. I wouldn't see a whole transformation. This Chiefs team has some young, good players that that they hang their hats on, and you still got Pat and Andy. That's kind of the nucleus.
You know, one of those players though that was a young player that we were all rallying behind was Trent McDuffie, and he was terrible on Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys. What does he have to do to kind of bounce back? Like, what would you say to him to say, hey man, you got to let that one go because that was not a good performance?
Yeah. Well, he's in the National Football League for a reason, and he's a player that can bounce back. He's a player that can have a tough game and then say, "Oh, this is why we have you here. This is why you're recognized on the Kansas City Chiefs defense." Mentally have to have a short term memory because they did get beat up. The defensive backs got beat up, especially from all the slants, and especially with CeeDee Lamb and Pickens. These guys, they beat up everybody, and they beat our secondary up. Hopefully we can bounce back. We should bounce back if you have the wherewithal about you to really be a big time player in this league. You got to bounce back. That's all. It's all about how you respond. And this Sunday night, it's going to be a big test.
DJ, what's your biggest disappointment of the team so far this season?
What's my biggest what?
Disappointment. Like, what's something that really just has disappointed you this year watching the Chiefs?
Probably the clutchness of playing four quarters. I feel like we haven't put four quarters together like we should. I feel like we have high character guys offensively and defensively. The coaching staff is amazing. They've been that way for the last few years, and somebody's dropping the ball. You know, somebody's off, and again, I keep saying it's not far off, but it's not that clutch, consistent Chiefs ball that they usually play every single game, and when you can beat yourself with penalties and little stuff like that, that really kind of hinders you, especially when people know that you're the standard and people are catching up. to the Chiefs. So even if we got to beat them by 1 point, it is what it is. We're not beating people by two touchdowns anymore, and that's okay. Right.
That's okay. A win's a win. And you mentioned like that mindset for Andy, not winning Andy's way. I don't care. Andy's way isn't working this year. Just find ways to win, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And they will. I believe in them, at least right now. I mean, we got 5 games, so the next couple weeks are really big for us. So we got to get busy like today.
No doubt about it. DJ, we appreciate the time, man. Take care, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right.
That's Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Member-owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you. That's the best he's been all year.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
1, 2, 3.
Oatmeal raisin. We back, baby. Come on, One Word on 7:30 on a Monday. Even with that snow outside, make sure you're driving safe.
It's a mess
this morning.
Out there.
It is.
Yeah. Now it's a mess.
Oh,
it took 5 minutes.
I know. Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel just retweeted something from the Weather Service here in Kansas City with the road. Every road is red. The back brake lights are awful. Be careful, please.
I can't. Kansas. Yeah.
Drive slow. One word on the Chiefs for the rest of the season.
Life support. I mean, that's where we are right now. Will they be able to pull through and get into the playoffs, or will they flatline? I'm leaning towards flatlining and them not making the postseason at this point in time because of the way that they played all year. It's been consistently inconsistent. And, consistently inconsistent, consistently consistent with penalties, consistently consistent with bad turnovers, consistently consistent with being a step slow, consistently consistent with, everybody knowing what you're going to do. So I'm going to say right now, life support.
One word on the rest of the season, anomaly. Go be something that you have not been all year. Be something that is absolutely just obscure, different. Like Bobby just said, be penalty less. Make the catches. I thought that's the best DJ's been all year. I thought it was a great interview. He was honest. He said they've lost the clutch gene.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the team losing their fastball. Maybe it's not a Mahomes issue. Maybe it's a team thing. Like we always remember, 13 seconds, we got this. Minute 20, we got this. Well, hey, if you want to be clutch, you're 6-6. You got 5 games left. Let's go find the clutch gene. Be the anomaly the rest of the season if you want to be in the postseason.
That's why I said earlier, I wanted to make the Mahomes baseball analogy, but really it is the team. It is the team losing their fastball. It is the team not being able to adjust. This whole team is getting ready to get sent to Omaha. They need to adjust.
Yeah. I wouldn't put Mahomes on the Mount Rushmore of issues with the team this year. One word, NFL's been really weird this season. Crazy. You've got 3 AFC South teams competing for a playoff spot. You've got NFC East that looked like the Eagles were running away with it. Now the Cowboys are there. You've got a Carolina Panthers team that could win their division. Of course, you've got the Patriots and the Bears. took me long to figure out because it's so weird. The Bears are number 1 in the NFC and the Patriots number 1 in the AFC. One word on the NFL this season.
Sucks. and the reason why is because of where we are. You said all of that.
Yep.
And we're sitting here right in the middle of all of that at 6-6. You know,
BBL,
I'm sure
stinky.
Everybody and their mother is laughing at the Chiefs, and this is a great NFL season and whatnot. And it is because everybody's still around and doing things other than like the Jets and Giants and whatnot. Like the Dolphins are only a game back of us right now, just so you know, in the standings.
Hey, the Jets won on Sunday.
I know they did. Did you see the crowd on Sunday?
9 people.
Like Fireman Ed didn't even show up for the game, I don't think. But
oh.
They won, and they got their victory, but sucks because, like, this was the year to be able to just have a decent enough regular season to get into the playoffs and then go out there and take advantage of some of these, dopes in the postseason. But if we can't figure things out, they'll be taking care of themselves in the postseason.
Let's have our Super Bowl rematch. Carolina, New England. How excited are we? Thank God gambling's in Missouri. NFL this season, wild. I mean, you had Matthew Stafford looked human yesterday for the first time. Was like, oh, is it going to happen? It happens. Bryce Young looks like he's figured things out. Like you said, Bears are the one seed. Patriots are the one seed. First-year coach. Second-year quarterback. Or maybe it's May's third year.
No, it's his second year.
Yeah. And first-year coach with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But again, new system.
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
Worst to first. One seed. So, yeah, it's to me, I like chaos. I like new things. To me, this was fun because yesterday we're just watching it, and it's like, you watch the game. You know Bijan Robinson's the best running back for Atlanta. Who scores? Allgeier. You know that Dowdle is the best running back for the Carolina Panthers. Who scores?
Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard. It's just all this crazy stuff, and I know that seems to be every year, but I like chaos. I like something that's new. Mix it up a little bit. Chiefs Super Bowl champions next year.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I like the chaos as long as we're 15-1.
Yeah, exactly. Looking down below.
That's right. You guys do your stuff there.
We got Collinsworth calling him Mariota. We also have Collinsworth thinking Bo Nix is Patrick Mahomes the way he's talking about him.
Collinsworth loves everybody who's in front of him at that moment in time.
Yeah, 100%. I could play quarterback. Oh, Mac.
Stop it.
You should have seen him in the lot with the gloves on running routes with Ralphie Jr.
Yeah. Speaking of new things, new scenery, Lane Kiffin over to Baton Rouge, LSU. One word on Lane.
Well, okay, one word on Lane, one word on the move. Like, there's so many different things here.
One word on how this all happened. How about that?
How it all happened, normal. I mean, this is a normal college coaching search. I mean, you fire your guy midseason, you start attacking any program that's good, trying to hire their coaches away, and then you see how it all plays out. Lane Kiffin, obviously smart and made the right move to go to LSU, and Old Mississippi made the right move to say, you're done here. Pack your bag, get the hell out.
One word would be, what, theater? Drama? Mm-hmm. Guy locks himself into his office, wants what he doesn't want to have anymore, wants to keep it, but you can't. So theater, I mean, we were all waiting to see what Lane Kiffin was going to do. It drug out all day Saturday, all day Sunday, 3:30 news drop. Lane Kiffin's heading out to Baton Rouge. Could have probably told you that was going to happen. But I mean, like, the way it unfolds is like, yeah, I know the hero is probably going to walk away at the end of the movie, but I don't know how. And I'm not saying that Lane Kiffin's a hero. I just know how the movie was going to, like, be developed. I knew how it was going to end. I knew A and B. I didn't know what the middle was going to, A and C. I didn't know what the B was going to be. But love it. I mean, it doesn't affect my life.
No.
So I'm more inclined to watch it happen in real time. And it's exactly what we thought it was going to be. He wanted something that he shouldn't have. He wanted to go somewhere where everybody else would go. And there are consequences. You don't get to hang on. You don't get to do that anymore. Lane, you're out.
And then you made your decision.
Yeah,
it's fine. Like,
hey.
I don't get to quit my job and keep working at it?
I'm giving 2 weeks notice. Yeah, we're good.
Sorry.
We don't need your notice.
I still get to play that tee time with your dad at Mission Hills, right? No. You broke up with me, man. That tee time's vacant.
Sorry.
Who was the tee time? Oh, it was the Auburn coach that they got rid of his tee time. That's how he found out he was fired.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
Crazy.
Lane Kiffin's clothes in the street, canceling tee times. College football, man.
Yeah. College football is insane.
It's nuts.
Like, and for the Ole Miss fans that were upset about this, I understand, but you should have had reality. Like all the people at the airport flipping him off and yelling and all that kind of stuff.
And again, I think it goes back to it's not that he left, it's how he left. Right?
But how could he have left easily, though?
I'm taking the job to LSU, and I'm going to hand things over to my defensive coordinator at Ole Miss. I appreciate the time and the success. Go win a championship.
I don't know. I mean, that's really easy to say. But,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. Like, there's no right way to do it. And that part, to me, is on the NCAA. They need to widen this gap of having people be hired and opening a free
agency
process.
Because the portal starts today.
Yeah, the portal's already starting.
Yeah.
So that's why Ole Miss is like, well, no, you can't coach here because we have to go get a coach because LSU's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like it's all a lot of hooey there. Shelby Harris, defensive lineman for the Cleveland Browns. He had this to say about a former Volunteer and San Francisco 49ers wide receiver, Juwan Jennings.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts. Because that's he says some things that
Sean Smith.
You should not say to another man ever. But, like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit. And I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Just play it again, please. It's the greatest soundbite of all time, in my opinion, right now.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts. Because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever. But, like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit, and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet. He's a hoe.
He's a hoe.
He's a hoe.
Hell yeah. My one word is two. Praise be.
Oh, it's so good.
What's that guy's name? They got arrested in Florida. Jack, the YouTube
You'd have to
guy.
Be more specific.
His name's like Jack Doherty or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that goes around the streets and then like shoulder chucks somebody and then goes behind his big security guard?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, same thing.
That guy.
He's a hoe.
He's a hoe.
100%.
Play the whole thing again, Mac, please. It's just so good.
Okay, give me one second.
I got you.
You got it. Somebody got it.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts, because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever, but, like, I don't respect it, because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit, and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched in the nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Come on, now. Come on, now.
I want that known.
Yeah.
That's awesome. He's a hoe.
Am I also now wanting to know what Juwan Jennings said?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I'm still trying to figure out what Chris Jones said.
You know? What do you want to know more?
Juwan Jennings.
Juwan Jennings. Yeah,
dude. There's some stuff you don't say to another grown man.
That man, after the game, held court and called another man a hoe.
He's a hoe.
That's that Dennis Nedry laugh there.
He's a hoe.
Oh, my God.
Now I know why I got punched in the nuts. Oh, my God. What a man. What a day to be alive, man. Tell you what, he's a hoe.
He assembled that media like Eric Winston did, man.
I had to, like, double look at the Hosmer's Christmas photo, and it was Eric, the two kids, and the wife. And her hat said Santa's favorite hoe, and I thought I had to look at Haas. Then she put a Z on there.
Oh no, it's H-O-S.
H-O-Z.
Oh, it is a Z. Did put a Z. Yeah. Okay.
It was like I looked at it, I was like, Casey McDonald. It says Santa's favorite Haas. Haas.
Oh my goodness. If it said H-O-S, I mean
Haas. Yeah. I was like, what? Santa's favorite Haas. That's a hell of a hat to wear at Christmas photos. Well, you know, do your own life, I guess. That was funny to me. Coming up on the other side, we get into the gambling becoming legal in Missouri today and what's in the future. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Snowy Monday, December 1st in Kansas City. Be safe out there.
It's a mess. Lines all over the maps of traffic and everything.
Benefit to slow traffic. You can stay in your car and listen to 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah. Smash.
Hey, why are you late? Because the weather sucks, Scott.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that they didn't cancel schools on the Kansas side today, because
I've seen Blue Springs and Green Valley are out in the Missouri side.
Is Lee Summit still in? But Blue Springs went out. See, in Kansas, once one goes, they all go. I didn't know if it was like that, because the kids were celebrating last night. Oh, Blue Valley canceled! They're like, okay, here we go. But they didn't. So, you know, usually once one goes in Kansas, they all go. I would figure once Blue Springs, but that gives the opportunity for everybody else to shut down today.
Was Blue Valley, did they get the shout out on Thanksgiving? Because of Schottenheimer, where he
yes,
went to school?
Yes, Blue Valley
yeah,
North.
Yeah, 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 I was like, yeah, I was like, yeah, listen, yeah, I was like, yeah. Oh yeah, makes sense. Like Marty's yeah. kid.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That go makes Mustangs. Sense.
Yeah. That Blue Valley North high school team back in the day, man, had everybody's kids playing for. My buddy Jim played on that team. You had Marty's kid playing on that team. Al Saunders had some kids on that team back in the day.
Makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, like, yeah. All those
where
kids.
Do you think their kids are
how
go
about
to school?
How if I would have told you Brian Schottenheimer was going to coach circles around the Chiefs coaching staff, would you have believed that? Because everybody kind of mocked that hire,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's their Jason Garrett 2.0. He'll be there a decade, as long as Jerry's alive,
Jason
anyway.
Garrett sucks.
I know, but
he was pissing me off last night.
But he also understood how to play the game with Jerry Jones, you know, and stay employed for all those years down there in Dallas. And I think that's the way you have to do it. You got to play the game. Mike McCarthy obviously didn't want to play the game. Jerry Jones didn't want to play, or Jimmy Johnson didn't want to play the game with Jerry Jones. You basically have to go up there and just kiss his ass and tell him he's the greatest thing ever, and you'll keep your job as the head football coach. And Brian Schottenheimer did that. He won a game, beat the Chiefs. Like, Brian Schottenheimer was a better coach that day than Andy Reid was.
Three things I noticed this weekend. Number one, Jason Garrett is a mannequin.
He really is.
There's no life in that human. Number two, how much work has Tony Romo had? That guy doesn't look like Tony Romo from the past. That guy looks almost like Wayne Newton.
Oh, no, I haven't noticed it enough.
Okay, well.
All right, I'm going to start.
When you watch Tony Romo, like, I don't even know if he can blink.
Yep.
He has no wrinkles in his forehead. I'm 38 and I got wrinkles in my forehead.
Like, he should, because that's normal.
He has no bags under his eyes.
Well, that's not normal. Unless he's sleeping a lot now.
There are times in the day where the bags under my eyes are heavier than normal. But I mean, I'm like looking at Tony Romo and he's just like, you know, this is a really good play, Jim. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, they told him to make some changes in the offseason to his broadcast.
He
called Tom and went, who does your face?
Yeah.
I need that word. Kentucky fired their coach today,
okay, so
by the way.
Gone.
He's out. Mark Stoops is gone. So the Kentucky job is open.
Okay. Yeah. And then third, this is going to make me sound like a Richard, and I'm okay if it is. Were you guys tired of being spoon-fed John Madden on Thanksgiving?
I didn't feel like I was spoon-fed to him. I didn't.
Every single game was the same video, the same clips. I had to hear a story of Jason Garrett having a turkey leg in his freezer for 5 years because he didn't want to get rid of it. And I was just like, it was Madden. I'm like, yeah, we all got it, you know? And then you figure out why. And you're like, oh, the movie's coming out.
Well, the movie's out. The book is fantastic. Yeah. If you haven't gotten the Madden Summerall book yet, but for me, I take that all day. I love that. That's my childhood. That's my idol. Give me all the John Madden. I don't even really know who played in the first game on Thanksgiving Day. Like, we didn't pay attention to the first game.
Day, baby.
Yeah. but you know, obviously, what? Yeah, but we didn't pay attention. We were doing the family stuff, not watching the game.
That game would have been like 1 o'clock for you guys.
Yeah. They were late starts this year. It was 1 and 4:30. And so, you know, you're just kind of doing your thing and whatnot. So you run it and I clearly after the Chiefs, I didn't pay any attention to the late game. I could care less about that after we lost that Dallas game. So, I mean, I just quite honestly saw during the Chiefs game. I love it. I love nostalgia. I love John Madden. I love everything about it. So give me everything John Madden wise, because he's the reason I fell in love with this game and do what I do for a living. So if there's anything John Madden related, I'm 1,000% in on that.
That's a turducken. It's a turkey, chicken, duck. And it's like, yeah. And they did that at noon. They did it at 3:30. Mm-hmm. And then they did it again when Cincinnati now has a chance to win the AFC North. You'll hear Drew Dixon talk about that all day. I bet he was electric on Friday when you guys did the show.
Yes, he was. He was very excited.
Somebody says that Tony Romo looks plastic. His whole face is blown up, and it's actually weird. And clearly he's bidding Botox. Live your life. I don't care what you do, but Chiefs future betting, that is something you can do in Missouri today. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of people reach out to me yesterday saying, hey, is it true? Like, yes, and that's where we are, right? Because it's supposed to be, and then the guy
prolonged. Well, is that guy still yelling over there in Missouri?
Probably.
Who was that guy?
I don't know. He needs to get
Frank
to work.
White?
No, it wasn't. Oh. It was somebody. It's another guy. He looked like a penis. But anyways, you look at the Chiefs' total
men's
wins
wieners.
Is 9.5. Over under.
No, I'm asking you, if the over-under is 9.5 right now, are you taking that?
Yes.
Are you taking the over?
I think they win 10.
They get two wins. I mean, like Dusty kind of laid out, Raiders and Titans. So you're at 8. So can they win two more of Chargers, Broncos, Texans, and I'm missing one.
Oh, that's it, isn't it?
But yeah, you're right. Chargers, Broncos, and Texans.
Yeah, there's five games left, right?
Got a broken hand in Herbert.
Yep.
That's getting surgery on today. I know it's his left hand.
They don't think he's going to miss any time, which
is
bizarre.
Which is insane.
But, I mean, okay.
Well, as Harbaugh said, he came into the world like Thor. Right? Like, he described Herbert coming out of a vagina. That's what he literally described, dude.
It's too bad.
But yeah, I don't know. I think 10 wins. I would take the over just to give optimism.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't want to root against it.
I'd love to take the over.
But I know
the
what the truth is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think 10 is kind of that mark of demarcation. Like, if you think they're going to get 10, then you take the over on that. If you don't think they're going to get the 10, you take the under. I would still bet the over on that, but I'm not as bullish on that as I would have been, you know, 6 weeks ago or something of that nature.
What was there, a preseason over under 11.5?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's either 10.5 or 11.5.
I thought it was 11.5. I thought it was 11.5.
That's not happening no matter what if they went out.
No, not happening. Yeah. So you can't get that, but 9.5, you think they're going to do that? I hope so. But this can go one of two directions, guys. Mm-hmm. It can go extremely well. Or it can go extremely bad over these next five games. It depends on where the mindset of this football team is right now. Where do you guys think the mindset of this football team is? I mean, do you see Mahomes on the bench on Thursday afternoon? Like, despondent, like you've never seen him before? Josh talked about it after the Denver game, how despondent he was. Is this team going to rally? They really haven't rallied much this year.
No, I mean, I get it. What from this season has you believing
that
they'll
do
it?
From this season. Yeah. Right. We can't continue to go back and say it's Pat and Andy. We've had Pat and Andy all year, and they haven't done anything special.
Well, I know they'll beat the Raiders, and I know they'll beat the Titans, because what have they done all year? They've beaten bad teams. That we know.
Those are the two worst teams in the league.
The other thing we know is that they are better at home. And they get the three toughest games on their schedule, as Derek Johnson had reiterated. Mm-hmm. He said the three toughest games left on the schedule are at home. Now, what that crowd is by Christmas Day, that's on the team.
Right.
Because there'll be a lot of people, if they're not in it and it's dead in the water, that Christmas Day crowd going to look really bleak.
Well, I maintain that it's going to be Travis's last home game. And so I think the people will be there for that. If we find out over these next couple of weeks that it is officially the end of the road for Travis, and you have tickets to that Christmas game, aren't you going to want to go and see that? Aren't you going to want to go and be there for the last home game of the greatest tight end in the history of the National Football League and one of the biggest pieces of this dynasty? And that's where we're going. We've already got the whole tailgate plan. Like, we're doing the whole thing on Christmas Eve. Even the team may not be in the postseason. That could be Travis Kelce's last game at Arrowhead Stadium. And I'll be honest with you, I don't want to miss that.
Be interesting. You asked also what betting future would you put on the Royals.
Yeah, what you taking the division this year?
No. I think I go Bobby MVP.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Okay.
Been so close. I mean, I don't know if he finished top five this year, but he could have. And then the year before, obviously second. Division's tough, man, because I'd like to know before.
Like who we trading, who's going to be signed, where's Scooble going.
Because you said, what, we're 78 days away from pitchers and catchers 78 reporting?
Days from pitchers and catchers today, yeah.
Wow.
So,
24 days away from Christmas.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I'd like to say, you know, division. I mean, it should be for this team right now. That should kind of be that next step, especially, you know, with all the other teams kind of dissipating out there, like Detroit, the way that they collapsed last year. Who knows what the Indians are going to do, right? So you've got the opportunity. The White Sox probably won't be there yet. But you got the opportunity. If you're the Royals right now, this is go win the division this year, man. You're not that far away. You're literally a bat away from going out there and really competing and winning this division. Now, how you get that bat, that's what they've got to figure out, you know, this next couple of weeks or so. Winter meetings beginning on Friday.
You had mentioned something about who the Chiefs are just a little bit ago. I want to give you an analogy of what I think the Chiefs are this year as we get into
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do it next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.